All right, welcome to a new episode of Kwentong Creatives, and today we have the Lumpia Queen herself, the TikTok food content creator of 2023, Abby Marquez. So, see, Abby is someone I've been wanting to talk to for a while now, and I'm glad that I finally got to meet her and talk to her face to face. Sobrang dedicated niyang food content creator, and it shows. Like, we really nerded out on food and content creation, and as you'll see in our conversation, she really, you know, dives deep into what she does, and it shows with the dedication of and the quality of her work. So we talk about her background, you know, how she started to get to cooking and ano yung mga niluto niya for the past holiday season, and how she kind of stumbled into this new job of food content creation. It's an interesting story, and it's also interesting to see na yung pinanggalingan pala niya is music. So she sings, she plays music, and that kind of comes together in the content she does. Para may performance level siyang dinadala sa content niya. We also talk about the process of what she does. No, I think we touch up on, you know, how hard it is to actually taste something on camera and give a nice comment about it, or a comment that can give value to audiences. So we talk about that. We talk about her shooting process, seeing research niya on what she wants to shoot and share with her audiences. And we also talk about collaboration. So she works with Erwan Youssef Studio and Feature, and we talk about all the different collabs she does with other food content creators like Andy Cooks from Australia, sila Ninong Rai, sila Juju Mao. And we also talk about how she's able to keep the joy of cooking alive. And that's something I'm really curious about with content creators who've been able to monetize their passion. You know, how do they find time for themselves to really enjoy their art form and their craft? And we also touch up on mental health. So as I said, content creation is this kind of new job that us creatives are trying to aspire to and to figure out as we go along, and Abby has her own ways of maintaining her mental health as she continues to create content. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I had a really good time talking to Abby. She's super cool. So yeah, please enjoy this episode with Abby Marquez. Okay, welcome to a new episode of Kwentong Creatives, and today we have the Lumpia Queen herself, the TikTok food content creator of 2023. Welcome, yes. Abby Marquez.
Thank
Welcome
you.
To the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, finally natuloy tayo. Yes. Super excited to have you on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess we can just start it off with kaka-holidays lang, diba? So, mm-hmm. And para ito yung parating tanong ninisip ko for mga food content creators. Like, ano yung, what's it like at home, diba? Paano yung handaan niyo sa bahay? Ikaw, diba yung parang yung chef na nagpre-prepare lahat, mm-hmm. or parang teamwork siya dun sa pamilya niya?
Medyo teamwork. Pero I think kami talaga yung leaders ng kitchen pag may event or especially pag holidays. What does it look like? Nung Pasko, I celebrated Christmas at home. So kami lang ng pamilya ko. Mm-hmm. And how I'd usually prepare for that is I'd ask them, what do you want? Like weeks before, gagawa na ako ng Christmas holiday menu na Noche Buena menu. And this year, it was a collection of what people requested and also what I think yung mga best recipes na na-release ko this year, yung personal favorites ko. Mm-hmm. And literally, a day before already starting to prepare, and the entire day of like 24 and 25 whole day na sa kusina lang ako nagluluto.
Wild. Yeah. And does your family like look through your TikTok and be like, uy, parang ito yung mga greatest hits ni Abby, parang pipiliin?
Yes.
Yung nire-request nila. Ganun.
Yes. Oo. Eh, parang nagko-comment pa sila, gusto ko yan. Or, kasi ngayon, I have my own studio. Unlike before na sa bahay lang ako nag-shoot. And lahat ng niluluto ko, sila yung kumakain after ng shoot, di ba?
Ay, ganda.
Ngayon, di na nila nakakain yung mga naluluto ko. So, sometimes they would have requests like that. And yung New Year naman, I celebrated New Year's Eve with my, like yung extended family sa Nueva Ecija.
Ayun, bigger batch na yan.
Yes. Uh-huh. And this time, yung father ko naman, gusto niyang mapawitness sa lahat ng relatives ang aking pagluluto. So, he requested me to cook a big batch of a kind of adobo So, literal.
Nung bata ka, alam yung pinapasayaw yung mga bata pag Pasko.
Yes,
version
exactly.
mo naman is magluto
yes,
for the family.
Yes, but this time, nakluto ka ng 10 kilos of pork adobo. Oh, ganon. Ganon na pala. But doon sa probinsya, mas, yun yung mas may teamwork kasi part of the bonding ng relatives now is the cooking.
Ah,
so,
ganda.
May nagagayat ng garlic, ganon. And then, may nagsistart ng fire. Ganon. Saya siya. Saya siya. I made a video about it. Super iba yung feeling. It's very nostalgic probinsya cooking video.
Oo.
Yan. But that's basically what our holidays look like. We're in the kitchen.
Is that always what it used to be in your family? Or like, where did you learn how to cook? Sa nanay mo ba? Or parang, alam mo yun, ganun ba talaga dati pa?
Mm-hmm. I feel like, I've always been interested in cooking. Like, I've always been comfortable in the kitchen. But I think more on eating than cooking ako growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think naging time naman yun to like develop my palate. Kasi admittedly, masarap talaga magluto yung nanay ko. So feeling ko, dun ako nagkaroon ng standards na ganito ang masarap na adobo, ganito yung masarap na spaghetti. At pag lumalabas ako, kahit when I was young, I would have an opinion on food na parang hindi to masyado masarap kasi I already have standards. But cooking has always been there. Like, from time to time, I would cook myself yung typical na kaya ng bata. Like, itlog, pansit canton, and then it became fried chicken. And then I started baking. So, naging unti-unti, naging kitchen person na ako. Like, as early as 4 years old, I had my cooking memories. And elementary school, I was a baker. So, I would make cookies before school. Then bring the cookies in school. High school, college, same thing. I cook before school, I bring the food to school. Weird ba yun?
I mean, it's like early talents, diba? Sa mga bata.
Yes.
Was it, did you come from like, yung family niyo ba parang mahilig talaga magluto? Or was it something like that got developed in school? As in parang may mga family recipes ba kayo? Ganyan.
I don't think we cooked more than an average household na nagbe-breakfast, lunch, dinner. And my mother, feeling ko, ano lang, she really just tried to fulfill those three meals as the best she can. My father, wala naman siyang background in cooking, but he's really passionate about good food also. Like, alam niya pag may kulang or something. So, parang sa akin ko lang din nakita yung extreme, kind of extreme passion for cooking itself. Like, nerding about it levels. Ayun. But yeah, the palate, I think, is
yeah,
from them.
Yun yung pinaka parang core niya.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
knowing
so.
What's good and what's not.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Okay, I wanted to ask then about yung parang career paths mo as a creative. Mm-hmm. No? So parang going to school, you know, cooking for you was like this hobby, diba? Alam ko parang may ano ka din, background in performing and music and everything. So maybe you can talk to us about that and how that led you down the path of being like a food content creator.
Uh-huh. So usually people would ask educational background, no? Like, anong course mo ng college? Anong ganito mo? But I think I realized now na that I'm here. I'm a content creator. Yung skills na nagagamit ko right now, I think they came from the extracurricular activities that I've been doing the past years. In sixth grade, ata, it was 5 years I took voice lessons. And I think ang pinakamahalagang natutunan ko dun is more on the stage presence side and the confidence because it takes guts to perform badly in front of hundreds of people. But doon din ako nagkaroon ng audio equipment and interest in recording. And nung high school naman, I was very interested in filmmaking. Doon naman ako nag-focus sa rabbit hole of cinematography, storytelling, and nerding about cameras. That's why may cameras din ako. Uh-huh. And I also have this background in editing. I loved it so much na it was super enjoyable to me yung process ng editing na nung pandemic, I started doing freelance video editing for other people. Actually, content creation for other people kasi pinagagawa din ako script, ganyan-ganyan. And then ayun, nung nag-start ako mag-content creation, I feel like lahat ng skills na nagagamit ko for this are those skills exactly that I honed for the past few years. The music, audio background, filmmaking, and the storytelling background, and also my passion for cooking. So inevitably, nag-clash sila together. And wow, parang before I used to eye corporate jobs, and now I found this option na lahat ng skills and passion ko mag-combine into one, and super naging madali siya sa akin kasi may mic na ako, may camera na ako, and I have a kitchen. Ayun,
ang ganda. Parang tema yan ng maraming guests sa show kasi parang multifaceted creatives siya, and parang some way nagsasama-sama lahat ng knowledge niyan into something you create. I mean,
yes.
Siguro nung high school ka, di mo naman naisip na potential career yung food content creator, diba? Or mm-hmm. content creator in general.
Yeah, diba? I don't think there were many online food creators back then also, maliban sa mga kilala natin ngayon na like mga legendary panlasang Pinoy, and then Irwan was also there, but most of the big names we know right now, actually parang I feel like they are just recent also.
Yeah
no, but like in 2012 ang we look up to Food Network people,
right
you know,
food
Bobby
travel
Flay.
Shows. Uh-oh. So Anthony Bourdain,
yes, man. Exactly.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Parang yung mga, let's talk about those like early influences. Parang any mga parang kinakonsume mong media at the time. Parang mahilig ka ba talaga sa mga food content kanan?
Yes. Oo. I remember vividly talaga na nung bata ako, I would switch from like Cartoon Network, Disney to like Food Network.
Oh,
exactly. I enjoyed watching people cook and serve what they cook to their guests. Mga Ina Garten, Giada De Laurentiis, mga Iron Chef, ganyan. And I didn't think of it as unusual, pero ganun na nga. And I would spend my weekends cooking, and I would, parang kunyari, today gusto ko magluto ng ulam, I would really research, parang gusto ko magluto ng adobo ngayon. So, ilang taon ako nun, mga 12 years old, I would search the internet, compare ko yung recipes ng adobo ni Panlasang Pinoy, ni ganitong blog. Wala pang video tutorials masyado. Wala pang TikTok na kaya mong makapanood ng 1-minute video tutorial. It was kind of harder, or it takes you longer to learn back then. But nandun talaga yung hilig ko. So, feeling ko, it started very young. Hindi siya nakakagulat na nandito ako ngayon.
Yung sa nakikita ko, para kang mahilig matuto, no? I mean, what you were listing down, my filmmaking phase, my music, and then even offline kanina, we were talking about learning metrics of social media. Was that something you already had before pa, na parang yung thrill of learning was always there?
Yeah, I think so. Even until now, I feel like you should be learning like all the time. Like there's always something more to learn. And I'm the kind of person to parang always want to make the best output. Parang bida-bidang person, bida-bidang studyante na gusto. Parang, they say it's like strive for excellence, ganun, di ba? But me, I take pride in my work na I never want to make something mediocre. Yung parang
gets,
pwede na, okay nang ganyan. Parang I always want to go the extra mile. And when I'm passionate about something, I really go deep into it. So in all of the hobbies I picked up through the years, talagang malalim yung kung ano nang pinagagawa ko. And even with content creation, I really take it seriously to the point na, like for example, this year nga, 2024, I actively research about ano yung changes in social media, what's gonna happen this year, are there changes in the algorithm, what are things that will work this year and not last year, which is something extra, I think, because usually you would just talk about ano ba yung mga other recipes pa na magagawa ko this year, but it's another thing to try to like actively improve on your skills, mm-hmm. and research about what you're really doing. And I encourage a lot of people, other people, to do that as well. It's super helpful because nagkakaroon ka ng sense of control over social media, which is very volatile.
Yeah, yes. Definitely want to get into that later kasi para siyang Wild West eh. Yung mga, kahit ako, alam mo yun, minsan hindi ko alam kung tama yung ginagawa ko sa social media. So, let's touch up on that later. But yeah. I kind of want to ask something one more about your background. You mentioned, you know, filmmaking, food, and all these like artistic pursuits. Mm-hmm. Bakit corporate yung inaay mo dati? Why was that why was that the goal before?
Feeling ko it was because of yung traditional options. It's something that I grew up hearing na magiging ganito ka pagka tanda mo, magiging manager ka, top manager. And when I got into college, I took a degree in hospitality. It's Hotel Restaurant Institution Management in UP. And
HRM.
Yeah, HRM. And yung career options na pinapresent talaga sa amin is, usually ito yung track na you'll work as a, on the technical side, like you're a cook or you're in front desk, housekeeping, yun yung mga categories. And then, yung mga matataas na positions ay mga manager na. Or in a hotel, it's the GM or general manager. So, parang natatak sa utak ko na, if I want to aim as high as I can, ang pinakamataas na ma-achieve ko dito ay a top-level manager. So, it's more on the corporate side. I didn't think na my options actually for my career option, or I didn't think it was real na kaya mong mabuhay through vlogging or content creation. I still thought it was unconventional. Even now, I think it's kind of unconventional because hindi siya katulad ng trabaho na pag nag-apply ka today at natanggap ka na, kikita ka na ng monthly. For content creation, it's like you're auditioning for the world.
Yeah. And that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, auditioning for the world.
For the world's attention.
Yeah, auditioning for the world's attention. And it's a risk if magugustuhan ba nila yung ginagawa mo or hindi. There's an emotional part to it as well because it's your craft. It's an art or an output you put your everything into, and you're seeking their validation or appreciation, their attention, because that's the currency in social media. Yeah. And the money doesn't come in yet. You start with just passion talaga because wala ka namang kikitain agad eh. Like even with monetization right now on Facebook, you need to pass these metrics in order to earn. Like, for the first 10 to 100 videos, wala ka namang kikita. And you're basically just building a community and you're saving your watch hours just to get monetized. And it's a privilege, really, to have that time and the resources to fulfill that. So, it was a far, far... Actually, hindi far eh. Hindi ko talaga na-imagine na option siya. And I was just lucky talaga na before I even graduated college, I found that it was already something sustainable for me. Nagkaroon na ng paid opportunities agad before I graduated college. So it wasn't a hard decision na, do I go for a traditional job or irisk ko ba yung time and life ko trying to make it on social media? Yeah.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. Actually, every time I have content creators on the show, that's always, you know, the fascination for me. Eh, na parang from, you know, looking over a cliff na sobrang uncertain ng future, pero itutuloy mo pa rin yung ginagawa mo.
Yeah.
Tapos naging viable career option siya. That's crazy, you know? It's like, that's such a new, like, job for this era, diba? And I feel like, you know, getting into that mindset, maraming nag-aspire din sa ganun. So I think these conversations can help people kind of, you know, point them in the right direction, hopefully. So sige, take us back to that time before the first video blew up. Ano yung mga iniisip mo nung panahon niya na wala ka pang following? You know, what do I even start with? Diba?
During that time, I was in my last semester in college. I think I was just on TikTok making videos just to tinker with the app. I downloaded TikTok. I started on TikTok. Just watching videos of other people, and bilang mahilig ako sa filmmaking before, I tried to tinker around the video making capabilities of this app. Yung pipindutin mo yung record, i-hold mo, and then it starts recording. When you let go of the button, it stops recording.
Parang manual editing.
Yeah, it fascinated me. So, I tried doing a couple of videos kasi I enjoyed the process. Like, wala akong in-expect na in return na may magba-viral to. Kasi, ewan ko, parang wala talaga, hindi siya possible for me. Like, I just recorded videos. Tapos, pag nakita ko yung output, saya naman gumawa ng videos. Na-record ko yung meriendang niluto ko kanina. Then, si-share ko, siguro sa, parang i-export ko, si-share ko sa mga messenger sa nanay ko. Tingnan mo, ang galing. Ganun lang. Hindi siya for other people to see. And then, on January 2022, doon ako nag-start mag-voiceover ng videos. And I think, doon rin ako conscious effort to make videos for other people because the voiceover on the video I first made with a voiceover.
So voiceover like, pa lang siya, yeah, hindi ka pa on cam.
Yeah, voiceover lang siya. It went like this five ingredient dinner is gonna be your new favorite, something like that. Mm-mm. Parang you. It's about the viewer na. Yeah. It's not just about me. Like, I wouldn't say that kung para sa akin lang yung video. And that first video went viral. And at this point, I had like 14 followers. And yung video na yon got like increasingly 1,000 views, 4,000. And every time tumataas, sinescreenshot ko pa siya. Like, oh my gosh, 2,000 views. Kinreenshot ko, pinost ko sa Twitter, what is this sorcery? I'm famous now. Then naging 1 million. Then nag-viral siya. Naging around 1 million views within 3 days. And yung feeling nun was like, yung parang validation. More on the validation side and yung satisfaction na people appreciated what you do. And it's kind of addicting.
Mm-hmm.
Parang dopamine. Wow. Gawin ko nga ulit. Parang ganon. So I did this exact same thing as in exact na yung next video ko started with the same intro, same style. I didn't change anything. Lighting, same treatment. And second video ko, it kind of flopped. But the third one, fourth one, fifth one, they also went viral. So for me, uy, ang galing naman ang nangyayaring to. I'm going viral for the videos I'm doing. And at first, akala ko yun lang yun. Parang, okay, you got attention, what now? may papasa ka pang practicum paper later. Mayroon ka pang essay later due. So I was just doing that while studying, still taking my subjects for college. And until nagkaroon na ng sponsors. Like, yung first time I witnessed
even before you
tangible.
Were appearing on cam?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yung first opportunity ko with a sponsor is they sent me a box of Gulaman products. Not even paid yet. And yung feeling na you're just messing around with your phone, making videos, posting it on the internet, and then suddenly, may box sa harap ng bahay nyo, punong-puno ng gulaman.
Surreal.
Grabe yun. Parang, I mean, sobrang laking bagay sa amin, sa akin nun, kasi, what the hell? It's real. Nag-turn into something tangible, yung kalokohan ko. And then, that was the first one. Nagkaroon ng offer na we'll send you food. Then, nagkaroon na ng paid opportunities. So, ganon nag-progress yung content creation. But, yes, before that, it was something just for fun. Something I just did out of passion for filmmaking and food and because I really just enjoyed the process.
Like,
for no reason at all, naglabas ako ng ilaw, naglabas ako ng...
Ganda. Gusto nga i-highlight yan kasi like for me, that's how the best art is made. Na hindi ka masyadong obsessed sa result but on the process of having fun. Nag-enjoy ka lang.
Yes.
Diba? Ganda ng gulaman. First of many of boxes to arrive from your kalokohan.
My memory.
So how about the... Actually, I also like how you were talking about experimenting. Very parang director. Nagpapalit naman yung lighting, you even said treatment, diba? It's very, it's a filmmaker's approach to content. When did you suddenly decide na, I'm gonna put the performance, Abby, on this? I'm gonna show my face, I'm gonna engage with the audience.
So, kailan ba ako lumabas first sa camera? I think I wasn't afraid to show myself to begin with. And hindi siya as for me hindi ko maalala eh. So big spin it's not it wasn't a conscious decision na one time nag-isip ako, what if I suddenly put myself in front of the camera? Wala akong maalalang ganun. So I feel like it wasn't a big deal back then nung nag-start ako when I tried to show myself. But yeah, looking back at it, nagpapakita naman ako ng face like from time to time pero hindi as much as now. Right now, I feel like may bearing na kasi pag pinakita ko yung mukha ko ngayon because people recognize na this is this is Abby. This is an Abby Marquez video and it kind of triggers na fan ako kasi ni Abby. So, my current relationship ako with Abby. So, I'll watch this Abby video. But before, wala akong ganun. Wala akong community. So, yung challenge nun really is to how do I make a video interesting for a person kahit hindi nila ako kilala. And I did that for a very long time. And then yung pagkakaroon ng reputation or ng relationship with an audience, it just got built over time.
I guess I'm asking because I think for a lot of creatives who want to start content creation, may hiya factor. I guess very prevalent sa kultura natin na parang, jahe naman, ayaw magpakita. Mm-hmm. Or sino ba ako na magsasabi ako about mga opinion ko about food, about film, about music, whatever. I guess in the form of advice, like anong masasabi mo to other people who are kind of struggling with that?
I think there are a lot of successful channels and creators who didn't have to show their face. Or even do voiceovers. Like, there's this food creator na never showed his face, I think. Never spoke also. Ang format niya is ASMR. I think the he only has one photo out there in social media. I'm gonna drop his name. It's Kirby. So si Kirby, gumagawa siya ng food idea compilation. And the content is interesting enough. The treatment of the video is very clean, very satisfying enough na laging viral yung videos niya, but he didn't have to show himself or expose anything personal about himself. And people also get to build relationships with his videos. So I don't think it's required naman. But it, for me, it helps. It helps to have an image out there. Kasi more on the opportunity side naman, if you are a personality, may opportunities like, can we have you as a guest in this event? Or can we have you for a TVC? Because your face is something people trust. Parang other outputs or medium na kaya mong mailagay yung sarili mo, mailagay yung personality mo. It's not your video, but people still, but you can still collaborate with those just by showing up. Parang ganon. So, if you're starting as a creator, I think it's one of the things you have to ask yourself, am I gonna wanna show myself on camera? Or strictly, no. And as a comfort, I don't think it's required. There are a lot of creators who have succeeded without showing themselves.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's good advice. I when I talk to other musicians din, parang nakamacross ka din yung advice na kapag may mga artists na mahilig sa song mo as an artist, yeah, they're subscribing to the artist, diba? Mm-hmm. Yung the person who put that music out. So it helps mm-hmm. to have like this image. Okay, so let's talk about naman yung relatability na about shooting the videos. Kasi I think mm-hmm. What makes your videos so relatable and your personality so likable is parang wala siyang pristine MasterChef image or something. Yung mga mistakes sa kitchen, sinasama mo.
Yeah.
And nagiging super relatable siya. Kasi mm-hmm. lahat naman ng home cook, diba? Parating may disaster sa kusina, diba?
Exactly.
So yeah, what kind of... And it, for me, I guess hearing you talk now, as like a director, parang you make that conscious decision to keep that in the edit.
Yes.
Diba? So can you talk about that for a bit?
Uh-huh. So, nag-start rin kasi ako na very organic tignan yung videos. Like, they're shot in my phone, they're shot in my kitchen. Yung kaldero ko, medyo may kalakalawang or may dents na. So, to begin with, ganun na talaga yung naipakita ko on screen. And yung mga viral videos ko, it was, I think I credit them to the fact na people comment about appreciating organic moments. Like, may lumpia experiments, kung sumabog sa mantika yung lumpia, before nga I would even cuss on camera, kapag nagugulat ako or pag natalsikan ako ng mantika, I show that kasi experiment yung video eh. Regardless if it went successful or not, I have to show it. So nag-start sa ganun yung videos. And ayun nga, I wasn't earning still, so I only used what I had at home. Hindi pa professional yung camera and everything. So nasanay ako sa ganung treatment and eventually, na-realize ko na it's something people appreciate pala talaga, how organic or authentic a video is. Kasi right now, it's very easy to, you know, just buy a professional camera, hire a professional editor, make a script. But it's very hard to show an authentic, organic moment like magbukas ka ng jar of kimchi and it just explodes in the whole room. Or matalsik ka ng mantika. Yung mga ganong bagay, I feel like it's very refreshing. And it's also the kind of content that I love to watch. So, it's the content that I like to make. And how do I implement this in my videos? Other creators, they can make a lot of videos very fast kasi they press record, chop, chop, chop. Okay na, stop. Meanwhile, how I record my videos is press record and just like sometimes even forget that there's a camera.
And then
stop recording. So, yung footages ko sobrang hahaba. But what's the benefit in that is I have everything that happened on record. And I can use those moments in the video and show people na, oh, this is what happened. I mean,
that makes so much sense that you say that. Kasi ako naman coming from advertising background. So, nag-shoot kami ng mga TVC. Like, that's my job. And, you know, I think a big reason why a lot of acting looks fake in TVCs kasi is the takes that you're doing are like 2 seconds, 3 seconds each.
Yeah.
Pag subo,
yes.
O ulit, mag-10 takes ko, same na.
So, until you get the perfect shot.
Diba? And, what you're doing is finding the like spontaneity and then you know putting it together in the edit kaya naging nakakalimutan mo nga na may nag-roll. So kaya pala
ganun. Kaya ang tagal din mag-edit, like a 2 hour raw footage kailangan mo i-compress into 60 seconds, man, it takes me hours. Pero yeah, it's a conscious decision, not just yung props and yung treatment, like even with lights and yung camera na gamit ko, like for now, admittedly, I do have the resources now compared to before. Nakakabili na ako ng cameras, multiple cameras. Yung mga, meron ako full frame camera, meron akong iba't ibang ilaw, RGB, ibang watts, whatever. But I stayed loyal to the treatment I've had before. Kahit alam ko na yung theories and like lagyan mo ng accent ng backlight diyan, ng overhead dito, ng filler diyan, lagyan mo pa ng isa pang diffuser dito, mga ganon. I still try to make the videos look like it's just me. Kasi yun naman talaga yung reality, it's just me. Like I still shoot myself. May camera diyan, I go to the camera, I click record, and then I cook. Wala naman talagang humawak ng camera. Ako lang din naman yung nag-iilaw. I'm a girl at home cooking.
Yeah.
And the cameras, even though I have professional lenses na ginagamit ko before in like portrait photography, I still make a conscious decision na hindi dapat siya super polished.
I like that. Like you have that discipline eh. Kasi usually, di ba, parang the common convention is like, uy, level up na to. Di ba?
Yes.
Para upgrade. Uh-oh. Tapos parang mag-iba. But you kind of, it takes a conscious decision to like, you know, this is the look, this is the treatment.
Na. Yes.
Actually, one thing I wanted to bring up then about food content is, for me, yung nakaka-addict sa mga food content is yung realization as an audience member na, uy, kaya ko pala to. Alam mo yun?
Yes.
Parang yung nade-dispel yung myth. Lalo na yung mga videos mo. Ako, I'm like a normal like home cook. Yeah, I can cook some stuff at home. But when I see desserts being made, sobrang clueless ko sa baking. Yeah. Kaya yung mga nakita mong video mo, parang, ganyan pala yan. So may ganun siyang effect. So, I guess, what did you learn in all these years of putting together this, like, it's a step-by-step communication, ano ba? By the end of the 60 seconds, dapat na download na ng utak ng mga tao. So, what kind of helped you learn to communicate better after all these years?
I think it's trying to put myself in the shoes of the viewer. Because before I was a creator, I was a consumer. I watched videos and feeling ko I had parang natutunan ko kung paano magturo briefly, kung paano maging effective na, paano ba yung effective teaching? How can you teach someone to make a recipe in just a minute? And it's a very specific treatment, like even until now, for example, I want to make a video tutorial for a specific recipe. pag binigay mo yung task to write the script to a feature writer or a writer na hindi naman especially for SOCMED versus how I would write it for social media, it's very different. Social media ngayon, sobrang baba ng attention span ng mga tao. So you really have to learn how to say things concisely and easily understandable. And it's a matter of kahit yung as simple as two words, kailangan mong gawing just one word. And yung conscious effort to not use complicated, sophisticated words, but say it this way. I think that's also why I do voiceovers in my videos, because I think yung script or the things you say in a video, they have to be very carefully thought of. Carefully. Yes. Uh-oh. So it's a matter of teaching how to learn. Learning how to teach in a few seconds. And it's also a matter of what kind of recipe you're going to show or teach in the video. So when I make videos, kilala ko yung audience ko na ang gusto kong turuan is yung mga taong wala naman masyadong experience but just really want to have better, good food. And sorry, silent ko lang to. Editor, please cut the man. Ayan. And yes, so where was I? Yeah. So when deciding on the recipe, I make a conscious effort na it should be accessible to other people. People can easily recreate this recipe. So even until now, I'm so hesitant to bake kasi I'm thinking hindi naman lahat ng tao may oven, or even if I wanted to show off, for example, I know how to make Beef Wellington or this fine dining dishes. At minsan, it's true, gusto ko i-flex na kaya ko naman yun eh. Like, sinasabi nyo, lumpia lang na yung kaya ko iluto. Kaya ko naman magluto ng fine dining. Sige, joke lang. sige. Pero I have this discipline nga to not show that part of me because I know my audience and my goal, my advocacy is to teach people how to cook and for normal people, like house people, to have better food at home. I don't have the... Like, if professional people want to learn how to make sophisticated dishes or you want to be entertained by people cooking lobster, like bonggam buffets, ganyan, you can watch other people. Like, they do that fantastically. But my branding, my videos are meant for people who simply just want to cook food they can do now.
That's like you really knowing the format din eh. Kasi diba, parang the TikTok format, it's perfect for that kind of recipe. Parang medyo fascinating nga kasi nung bata ako, yung mom ko food stylist sa tsaka tito ko may cooking show. So nung 90s.
Oh.
Parang sumasama ako sa set nila. Tapos parang chinecheck ko na yung mga behind the scenes, ganun. And before a food show was 30-40 minutes of ingredient one.
Tapos
yung mga ano, cooking with the dads. Yes. That was the show before and it was like all ingredients. And it's just crazy how, you know, you can condense that into a whole like 90-second video, 60 seconds. So it's fascinating.
Yes. Super different na lang world ngayon. Diba? Like media ngayon, so different.
Let's move over to food reviews.
Okay.
I want to touch up on that. We talked about Anthony Bourdain a bit and like the Food Network stuff. Parang may skill siya eh, no, na on camera, tasting food, having something to say about it.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yes.
Diba? I've seen some of the videos he did with yung sila Ninang Rai, sila Juju. Particularly na enjoy ko yung parang university tour niyo.
Yeah, University Eats.
So Ian, what was that like for you? Natural na lang ba yung, or was there like a learning process on like having something
food
to say?
Review.
I'm sure that Erwan give you any tips or something.
Erwan giving me no. Erwan give me tips, please, if you have. Actually, it's one of the most challenging things to do. is to take a bite out of something and in just a few seconds, give a visual reaction kung nasarapan ka o hindi. And after a few seconds, give a descriptive opinion about it. Ang hirap nun gawin. Like, super. Even yesterday, we were shooting shorts na, short videos, short video recipe, wherein I had to taste the food and give my opinion on camera. So, ang daming tao na may mga cameraman because we shot at the Fat Kid Inside, like a studio. So, there were other people. So, tahimik lahat kasi rolling eh. Tahimik lahat, tapos nakatingin lahat sa'yo, tapos kakain ka, tapos kailangan mag-react, and then you have to describe the food. It's so good! Yeah. Wow!
Parang improv siya in a way.
Yeah,
no?
Kasi it's
hindi
improv-
ka namang normally
yes.
kakain ka lang tahimik. Diba?
Yeah. Or sometimes you have to think about what to say, di ba? Ako ganun. Sobrang hirap ako sa ganun. People who watch, who know how I shoot or who edit my footage sometimes, know na nakakunot yung noo ko most of the time. Pag nagtitaste ako, nakakunot yung noo ko.
Kasi concentrated, ganun. Oh.
And thinking. And kahit nasarapan ako sa food, nakakunot yung noo ko. And that's my way of saying, of showing, I'm thinking it's interesting. Pero hindi ko sinasabi. May point na nagagalit sa akin yung editor ko kasi sabi, bakit nasasarapan ka sa food pero mukha kang nagagalit? Sabi niya. So, that's one of the main challenges in food review. That's why it's difficult for me. And you, in order to be a good like food reviewer, I think that's one of the things you have to practice. Like now, I consciously try to watch people, how they react. Like for example, Mark Wins.
Yeah.
Pag sumubo siya,
wow.
gagawin niya. Lean back.
Wow.
wow. Di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And meron naman,
I love seeing Mark Wins.
Yeah, meron naman, when they take a bite, they do a nod. And Erwan didn't give me tips, but I observed him when he films videos. Pag sumubo siya, moan. Sabihin D.O.P. Moan more.
The Erwan moon.
Yes.
Signature Erwan moon.
Yes. It's a different skill set.
And he has a lot of hand gestures too, though.
Yes. So, kanya-kanya silang style. So, that's what happens for food reviews. And, nahirapan ako. Like, to be honest. That's why, pagka sa videos ko, kumain ako, before I react, medyo matagal yun. Kasi isipin ko paano yung nagustuhan ko. Do I like the texture? Do I like the food really? Ano ba yung gusto kong sabihin? But awkward siya in real life pag shinoot. Parang, tapos yung mga cameraman, yung mga producer nakatingin, parang, ano kaya sasabihin niya? Masarap ba? It's kind of cringy to try to give opinions about the food. Like, it's like the chewiness, I like the ganyan, and then titigil ka, giisip ka ulit, then dead silence ulit. Lahat ng tao, it's something I would prepare for holidays. Ganon.
I guess that's kind of relatable to know. Kasi in the videos, it doesn't come off that way. Parang, yeah. Wow, parang ang spontaneous ang ganda yeah. sinabi
movie
niya.
Magic.
Movie magic.
Movie magic. And this podcast, movie magic mamaya. Kasi tatanggalin nila lahat ng ubo ko.
I'm curious about the kinds of videos on your page. Yung napapansin mo as like, how many have you made by now? Like hundreds na probably. You know?
Yes.
But in the top ones, I was looking, are a lot of desserts. No? Parang churros, 40M, leche flan, may nachos, yeah. but also on TikTok, may fried ice cream, peach mango, yeah. lumpia. Ano ba? Parang may observations ka ba on like, yung pag sweet tooth ng Pinoy? Parang may, ano na.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something about that na napapansin mo?
I look at it more on comfort food rather than sweet.
Right.
Comfort food. People really like to watch very indulgent, tama ba yung term? Indulgent stuff. Like very stretchy cheese, shiny, shimmering chocolate sauce. That's on the visual side. And then on the auditory? On the audio side, they like to hear crispy things.
Right.
They like to hear sizzling. So it's like yung nakaka-trigger ng senses ng mga tao, yung nakakakiliti ng senses ng mga tao, isa rin yung factor when I choose the recipes that I make. For example, when I want to make a video about, for example, chicken, there are a lot of ways to cook chicken. Chicken adobo or chicken pastel or fried chicken. But as the storyteller or as a creator, I want the video to like go viral. So, isipin ko, how do I make a chicken pastel viral? It's what can you make or what can you show or say something about chicken pastel that will make it viral? Like, pag hinalo mo ba siya, does it make a good sound? Pag pinakita mo ba siya sa camera, mukha ba siyang suka? Is it appetizing? Mm-hmm. Is it something na nakaka-stop ng pag-scroll ng tao sa phone?
Tama.
And if I don't think there's a way you can make or say something interesting about that recipe, hindi ko siya gagawin. So
that's a good question to ask, actually. I mean, even for advertising or when you make videos, parang yun yung creative problem mo eh. How do I get these people to stop scrolling on your video?
Yes. That's and tough. For me, that's the hook.
Yeah.
Hook meaning yung first few seconds of the video. And it's either visual or something that sounds satisfying, interesting. Or yung mismong script. Like, oh, I wanna watch this video.
Yeah.
Yeah. For reels, that's it.
Okay, I want to ask about mga creative collaborations naman. So I understand you started off by yourself and then napunta sa feature. And then you've seen you work with sila Jujuma, with Ninong Rai, even Andy.
Yes.
So yeah, what's your approach to collaborating with a different food content creator?
Collaborations, I super love them because they're an opportunity to dig into the mind of the other person and try to learn from them. Syempre, isa na rin dyan yung you can also tap their community, and it's also very fun. It's really fun to be around creatives and people who love the same things as you. So being with these people, it's a very enriching and enjoyable thing to do. On the planning side, it's important to also know ano ba yung branding mo. Like, you have to keep what you do in the video. Like, for example, when I had a collab with Andy Cooks, I was thinking of what recipe we could do. And I stayed true to my roots. Naglumpia ako. And tinuruan ko siya magsinigang. Ayun. And on the other side, for his video, he
has a format then. Yeah, hey babe, what do you want to eat?
He has his own format. So I collaborated with him in that. Na this is an Andy video. We'll do an Andy treatment, and this is an Andy recipe. But I'll stay true to myself and really magkaroon ako ng ambag sa video na ito. Na it's Abby.
As an audience member, para siyang ano eh, cover. Alam mo, or parang jam. Parang nag-meet yung dalawang mong pinapanood na artist. So, nag-jam
crossover
sila.
Diba? Yes. So,
yeah, actually, maybe we can use that as a segue to end with some last few questions. Although, dami ka pang gusto itanong, but we have a time limit here.
Ako magbayad ng extension.
Ayun, no?
Joke lang.
My producer, if you're listening. Abby sponsored.
Oy!
Okay, so I guess, I mean, we were touching up on this outside, pero I wanted to end on the mental health aspect of what you're doing. Because we mentioned nga, it's a new job, people are kind of navigating it, na it's like driving a car at night, na hindi mo nakita kung saan ka papunta. But, and then you can also at one time be really diligent about metrics.
Yes.
Na very, you know, up to par, alam mo yung ginagawa mo. But also at the same time, kailangan mo din ng me time. Alam mo,
yes.
Alam mo nang, lalo na we just came from the holidays. And I experience this sometimes when I'm making content for Kwentong Creatives or even just like on my own. Parang, uy, pwede maging content to. Parang siyang di nagto-turn off.
Uh-oh.
Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Eh, minsan kailangan mo talaga i-turn off, diba?
Yes.
So, yun, I guess since we talked about music, what do you go to for like Abby me time?
Oh. when I'm not making videos.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what do you do to just, like, relax?
Mm-hmm. Bold of you to think I relax, Cherry. First of all, totally relate. It's super hard to turn off the brain. Na everything is always an opportunity. Like, pagkakain ka sa labas, ang sarap ng food, di ba? Lalabas mo phone mo, ganyan. It's very hard to turn off. And especially for a type of person na gusto laging productive, it's super hard to just relax. But when I do get the time, I really love singing, playing, especially kapag down. Music really brings me back up. It's especially when I feel like I'm out of control. Yun kasi yung nagiging parang nakaka-down sa akin kapag, for example, a video didn't hit as much as I expected it to be. A specific project is taking too long than I expected. I feel like it's easy to feel out of control. And playing instruments and singing and seeing how good you sound sometimes, it kind of makes you feel like, mayroon pa naman pala ang control. Kaya ko pa naman pala mag-G chord. Ganon. So yeah, music and also sometimes cooking still, but right. Off-cam. Uh-huh. Kasi cooking is really something I enjoy even before content creation. I cook still. It's for me, it's a therapeutic activity also.
Ganda. Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. Like, how do you keep, as like someone who it's their job to do cooking content. Mm. How do you keep that joy of cooking alive? No? You just don't record. Ganun.
I don't record. I still cook on weekends for my family. I don't record. I feel like I'm also in a different mindset. Kasi when I'm cooking for a video, yung utak ko, it's like, how do I make this look satisfying? What kind of shot will I do with this specific vegetable? May pwede ba akong sabihin dito? Ganon. More on the, like, content creation, mostly yung utak ko, rather than just cooking. But when I'm cooking just for myself and for my family, like, the process is very relaxing, therapeutic na, It's calm, like no phones, just vibes. I'm just chopping my carrot. And then later, my parents will think, oh, ang sarap ng luto ni Abby. And that's such a nice feeling. So I still enjoy cooking right now for my family on the weekends. Yes. Ganda. That's how I keep it, keep the passion alive. Yeah. That's how I keep the threat of monetization and commercializing your passion away. Kasi yun yung tendency, di ba? If you monetize your passion, baka mawalan ka na ng gana doon, di ba?
Even your musicians on the pod, parang yun yung pinag-usapan nila. Parang something you love doing on your own. Diba? Ngayon, kailangan naisip paano i-monetize.
Yeah, nakakawalan siya ng gana. But that's how I do it. Still do it ng without thinking of other things. Like, do it on your own without expecting anything. And can I also mention that I actually do this actively. I have another YouTube channel wherein I just sing. And this music channel, I call it music channel, I don't share it to anyone. I didn't even share it to my family or friends. It's just that I want to sing, record myself, and just share it without expecting anything. Nakita siya ng tatay ko, and he would ask me sometimes, parang hindi naman sikat yung kinakanta mo, or hindi siya magva-viral kasi wala namang may alam ng kanta na yan, or hindi naman siya as produced as your cooking videos. But I defend it na it's not something I do to earn. It's not something I want to commercialize. It's something I want to keep for myself. It's for me. It's not for other people. And I think that's also one way to keep the passion alive. Yes. And no, I will not cover viral songs there. Bahala kayo sa buhay niyo. Kakanta ko ng indie music. Wala akong pakailam.
Ang ganda nun. Sobrang gusto ko i-highlight yun. Kasi parang art doesn't have to be published. It doesn't have to be liked. It doesn't have to be shared for it to have like value in your life.
No? Yes, exactly.
Totoo. And it's that makes so much sense na parang that's what you do to stay afloat na.
Yeah.
After, you know, you have this like, this very public side but also like a personal thing.
And it's something that ikaw lang yung may say or wala kang iniisip na ibang tao. It's very fulfilling.
Nice. Ganda. Okay, so I guess let's just end it with one more question. And I have to pick because we don't have any time.
The best one.
Okay, since we were talking about content creation as like a new path, you know, what would advice would you give? Let's say new graduate, bagong grad, tapos nakita niya as a viable option tong content creator for their life.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of advice would you give to someone about to enter the real world, and what advice should they ignore?
Oh, interesting. What advice should they ignore? I think you should, when you start making content, I think it's a good mentality to say, fuck it. Don't listen to anyone.
Mm.
And just create content that you like to watch. Because right now, there are a lot of creators out there. And marami na ring nagkakapare-parehas ng content. And people are actively trying to think of ways to make refreshing content, how to make their content different. So when you start, can you do everyone a favor and not comply what is already out there? Please, I'm begging you, we're thirsty for unique new ideas. Make content that you like to watch, that you'd enjoy. Don't think of anyone else. And maybe borrow a few elements that work for other people. Like, there are non-negotiables, like making a hook. Of course, that's important. Whatever you do, make a hook. Because people wanna see if their video is interesting, you have to make a hook. And like, yung high quality dapat yung video, don't ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ignore that. But don't be too intimidated. Just keep making content. And isa pa yung what worked for me is be yourself because that's the easiest way to stand out from the others. Because you're the only you in the world. We can make the same adobo recipe, but we can still make two different videos because I'm Nang the Dog Show and you are an aesthetic person. So we're gonna make two different adobo videos.
Let's go. That's perfect. Abby, thank you so much. Ganda na.
Yes.